Saxophonist, composer, and Mardi Gras Indian chief Donald Harrison Jr. started learning about Mardi Gras Indian culture firsthand and early.
First time I put on a suit was at 2 years old with the Creole Wild West. I was the little chief of the Creole Wild West, so I had on a dark blue and white suit my father made for me. I remember them running and going fast up and down and feathers flying and singing. My mother speaks of me playing drums on the crib, and that they should have got me a drum set instead of a saxophone, because I think I have a natural affinity for rhythm
and a thorough grounding in the powerful connection between music and dance.
One of the great things is that my mother used to make us dance the popular dances, so some kind of way that got into my psyche that you should also play music. When I started to play, that makes you want to dance.
Donald Harrison Jr. started playing alto sax at 10, made a couple of key musical connections while still in his teens. The first, joining Doc Pollen's brass band.
Dr. Michael White was playing clarinet at the time. So I stayed close to him. I was like, that sounds like the right stuff right there. So I stayed close to him and tried to steal every note possible.
The next, hooking up in New York with great drummer Roy Haynes.
I joined this band when I was 19. Great thing about truly brilliant musicians is they never stop growing. He's one of those guys who every day it's going to be fresh. It's phenomenal to be around those. I was around Roy for 15 years.
Donald Harrison Jr. plays Jazz Fest with his band Friday, April 26th, then takes part in a Sidney Bechet tribute Saturday the 27th, when he's also set to sit in with the Eddie Palmieri Salsa Orchestra. Hear this and other WWNO Jazz Fest minutes at WWNO.org.